On this solemnity of Corpus Christi, we just heard the words of our Lord from John's Gospel. If you do not eat my flesh or drink my blood, you have no life within you. In the year 35 AD, Saint Ignatius of Antioch was born. He was born just after the Passion of our Lord. His generation would be the generation that would follow the eyewitnesses of our Lord's resurrection. This is the generation that did not see him, but carried on the faith. He became the second bishop of Antioch after St. Peter. He was imprisoned for his leadership in the early church, and he was transported from Antioch to Rome under a guard of 10 soldiers. During his journey, Ignatius wrote a series of letters, and we have them today. And I would like to read for you a section from one of those letters. St. Ignatius wrote this in the year 107. Pay close attention to those who have wrong notions about the grace of Jesus Christ. They hold aloof from the Eucharist because they refuse to believe and admit that the Eucharist is the flesh of our Savior, Jesus Christ, flesh which suffered for our sins, and which the Father in his goodness raised up again. They who deny the gift of God are perishing in their disputes. He concludes, "For you should regard that Eucharist as valid, which is celebrated by the bishop or a priest he authorizes. Where the bishop is present, then let the congregation gather. Just as where Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church." Written 1,910 years ago. What a rich religious tradition we have as Catholics. Just as where Jesus is, there is the Catholic Church. St. Ignatius was tried in Rome, and he was found guilty of treason to the Roman Empire. And in that same year, 107, he was thrown to the wild animals in the Colosseum in Rome. And he was martyred to the enjoyment of thousands of people. But his blood too, was the seed of our faith today. That beautiful letter of St. Ignatius reminds us the Holy Eucharist, the most blessed sacrament, has been and will always be the center of our Catholic faith. What is essential to our faith is not always easy to believe. Today, not only Protestants, but also many Catholics have lost their ability to believe in the Eucharist, to believe in the Eucharist as the true, real, substantial presence of Christ among us. And we live in an age today where we can literally figure out just about anything we want to figure out. And it makes it hard to believe in such a mystery of the Eucharist. We can figure out the atomic makeup of matter. We can figure out genetic codes that make the human being. And this information age disseminates this information like never before. And so when it comes to a mystery like the Eucharist, we're tempted to not believe because we want to know how. How can this be? How can the bread and wine that is brought forward be changed into the body and blood of Christ? How can that be? Today, my dear people, the more important question is why? Why did our Lord leave himself in the Eucharist? Why did Jesus give us this gift? Why do you maybe get up a little early and come to Mass? The reason is, our Lord gave us the Eucharist to assure us that he will never leave us. He gave us the Eucharist to assure us that he comes to each of us personally. That personal quality, that personal relationship we have with God is unique in Christianity. St. Thomas Aquinas in today's office said, "No other sacrament has greater healing power. Through the Eucharist," he wrote, "through the Eucharist, sins are purged away, virtues are increased, and the soul is enriched with an abundance of every spiritual gift." Let's not take this gift for granted on this feast day of Corpus Christi. And let us remember again, as St. Padre Pio said, "It is easier to imagine the world without the sun than the world without the Mass."